Mad rips Arizona Democrat Mark Kelly for backing policies pushing transgender drugs, operations on youth. By Nick Gilbertson on September 19, 2022. A pro-family group called the American Principles Project, APA, released an ad in Arizona slamming Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, for supporting policies pushing transgender drugs and surgeries on kids. The app, a national organization that aims to make the family the most powerful, well-represented special interest group in Washington, D.C., announced the advertisement's release on Monday. "We have an explosion of kids, rather suddenly, making an announcement that they are transgender," child psychologist Miriam Grossman, MD, says at the video's start. A narrator then states, "Democrats like Mark Kelly and Joe Biden support policies pushing dangerous transgender drugs and surgeries on kids, taking away parental rights," as a graphic on the screen references Senate Bill 393, which Kelly and 45 other Democrats co-sponsor. Kids are told, elementary school, middle school, "If your parents don't go along with this, they're not on your side," Grossman says. "There are no gold standard studies about transgender kids. Zero. We have to go out there and stop this. Our children deserve better." The bill, titled the Equality Act, would effectively eliminate the legal definition of biological sex if signed into law and, as Melissa Muscala, Ph.D., pointed out in a report published by the Heritage Foundation, impose a radical ideology with sweeping implications on all Americans. Muscala noted that under this legislation, a parent's caution or skepticism about their child's desire to change sexes could be viewed as abuse or neglect. "To understand how radically the Equality Act would undermine parental rights, imagine that you are the parent of an adolescent girl who begins to identify as transgender after watching video testimonials of transgender-identifying adolescents on Tumblr, despite never previously having expressed discomfort with her gender. If you are worried that this is a social media-induced fad and resist your daughter's demands to call her by a new name, buy her a chest binder in men's clothing, and allow her to begin taking testosterone, your caution and skepticism could be considered abusive or neglectful. With the help of school officials, your daughter might begin presenting herself as a boy at school, adopting a new name and pronouns, using the boys' restroom and locker room, and participating in boys' sports, etc., while she and the school officials work together to keep you, the parent, in the dark about what is going on." Along with the threat to parents' rights, Ms. Kelly warns of two other potential consequences of the Equality Act. "It would demolish existing civil rights and constitutional freedoms, and is a grave threat to parental rights and result in lifelong physical and emotional harm to countless children, who would be subject to even more dangerous drugs and surgeries," she wrote.